What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. I want to take the time to honor this man, Mike Glover. He's a former Green Beret, fucking genius, intelligent man, great, outstanding career, loving, caring father, protector, you know, served his country, yada yada. And, hey, Mike, if you ever get a chance to see this, you know, I really need you to open your ears on this one. You see, liberals, what they like to do is they like to punish you. For every one person that does something bad, every one of you need to fucking suffer that consequence. And in order for you to suffer that consequence, they need to, how do I explain it? Basically, they need to enact more laws into power in order for everyone to comply. Right? And everybody knows that criminals fucking break the law. Well, what conservatives do is they end up giving too much power to people that have no fucking business with that power. And this is a prime example. Right now, he's about to talk about teachers holding firearms. I'm about to push play.
Right now, 28 schools have got on board with arming teachers. I think about this because it's relevant in the conversation. If any of those teachers were armed in that school, because they were simply trained, just as the law enforcement officers who were trained at a patrol academy in active shooter training went in to save the day and prevent more human life from being taken, if one teacher was armed, they could have stopped that shooting instantaneously. If we had a security protocol in place at the institution that was more robust to deal with the worst case scenario and not the everyday routine, we wouldn't be talking about this.
I'm pissed. Because this is the dumbest fucking idea I've ever heard in my life. You see, with this man's career, throughout this whole man's career, his whole career was his whole career has been training, waking up and training, waking up and sucking the shit. That has been his entire fucking life. And overnight, he wants to turn a fucking teacher into John Wick. A teacher's job isn't to fucking hold a firearm and fight the intruder and to fight the shooter. No. A teacher's job is to fucking teach. Now what he's asking is for a teacher to have the same fucking credentials, mindset, training as a fucking SWAT officer. To be able to identify the threat. On top of grading papers, on top of losing his shit, on top of, you know, maintaining a standard at that school. These teachers already have enough stress as it is, having kids fucking memorize stupid fucking information year after fucking year after fucking year. And now you're going to put more stress on them, more time that they can't afford to go out and train a firearm that they've only touched maybe a few times in their life. I can guarantee you that every fucking teacher that I know that has a firearm has not oiled, has not cleaned, has not fired the firearm since the day they fucking bought it. I bet five on that. And what pisses me off even more is that the very fucking teachers that he wants to arm are the very teachers that create these psychopaths. How many fucking articles have we seen about teachers fucking bullying students into fucking committing suicide? How many fucking teachers have we seen teach this fucking crazy ass agenda? You mean to tell me that you're going to give a firearm to an unhinged fucking teacher who's telling their students that their parents ain't shit, that they're fucking dumb, picking on them and trying to fucking trying to misgender them, trying to convince them that they're fucking boys instead of girls and girls instead of boys? Now of course his solution is far more nuanced than what I'm posing, right? I'm going the extreme. Let's just say that it's one teacher who has the credentials, the background, the training, all of that shit. You expect him to defend how many fucking thousands of students? Let's say that school has about 400 students. 200 are on the top floor, 200 are on the bottom. You expect him to evacuate all those fucking, you know, with the help of the other teachers, to evacuate all those fucking students and still hold down, you know, a safe haven and go hunt down the fucking target. Let's say it's two teachers, one on the top floor, one on the bottom. And the other thing that this guy doesn't realize is what kind of psychological impact are you making when you have that fucking gun on your side at all times? Let's say that it's concealed. What happens if dude, I was a fucking kid once. My teachers that had snacks and shit, I would go through their fucking desks at lunchtime and see if I could fucking score any kind of Jolly Ranchers or extra tickets. I was a fucking kid, dude. Trying to get one over on the system because I figured, you know what? I'm not going to be here long enough. I'm going to try to fucking get one over. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, I wasn't an army brat. I wasn't any kind of fucking exchange student. But by the time I was 16 years old, I had already been to 28 different schools and 53 different houses. By the time I was 16, never missed a day of school. Never. Even when I was sick, deathly ill, never missed school. The only time I was able to, by the way, if I ever do this, is because my phone's about to shut off. But my point, I was getting sidetracked, going on to my credentials, which don't matter shit in this conversation. You got two teachers, one on the top floor, one on the bottom. Now, knowing that women have absolutely no fucking role as a Green Beret in combat, you know, let alone, you know, out on the battlefield as standard infantryman, you want to arm a teacher with a gun. And again, what kind of psychological impact are you leaving on those children when they see that fucking firearm? Because you're no longer teaching children, you're forcing them to comply. And these teachers can teach anything at that point. Because all they gotta do is just flash their fucking gun. Again, I'm going the extreme on this one. And it's only because of the teachers that I fucking had as a student. Most of them female. And the few males that I did have were either gay as fuck, extremely power hungry, very manipulative, and the cool teachers that I did have were few and far in between. And more likely than not, a lot of those fucking teachers that were cool as fuck, liberal as hell. And the teachers that I did have respect for and that I did care for, you know, that I believe were conservative, were just me, one of them. His name was Mr. Shonk, and I can remember him. I can literally, he looked just like Louis C.K., just bald. I guess Louis C.K. is bald, but coolest motherfucker I've ever met. My point is that you're asking these people to fucking be John Wick, an analyst, you know, a target finder, an operator, and a fucking teacher. You're nuts. You're absolutely fucking nuts. Now let's say that they have the gun and it's just a deterrent. That school has a, you know, concealed carry permit or license, or you know signs everywhere that say teachers are allowed to conceal carry all over the school. Let's say that that is a deterrent. How many crazy psychopaths do you think are going to fucking want to hit up that school next? Think about it. When I go to boxing gyms, there's always that one fucking dude who wants to go from gym to gym to gym, trying to fucking fight every motherfucker that they can. I'm telling you, this is a really dumb idea. This is a really, really dumb idea. Now that we've gotten this out of the way, I'll be making a video on contradictions that aren't exactly linear. Overreach of power is what I'm going to call it. But I just wanted to give you this. I wanted to give you guys this because this is a major concern. There's always been another option and another avenue. And it's always been there, which is to hire police officers. Every fucking badass school that I've ever gone to, including Huntington Beach High, including Arroyo, you know, and El Monte, or Temple City, whatever fucking city you choose to call it, they've always had hired police officers on campus. But if the school doesn't want to shell out the budget because they believe it's a safe school, what happened in Nashville was a fucking fluke. That piece of shit only targeted that school because they went there before years ago, 20 years ago. And people were complaining about the fucking doors not being, you know, made out of some kind of fucking bulletproof steel. That school never would have imagined that they would have been hit. That school has never had a history of fucking gun violence until that fucking lunatic went in there and started shooting up the place. And the reason why they fucking went there was because they realized that it was a soft target. That it was an easy fucking access, easy prey. They had already gone there years ago, and they had a mental map in their head. Just like I do. I have a mental map of every fucking school that I've ever gone to. So is it any wonder why this fucking psychopath was able to just go over there and just go to work? You know, it's disgusting how people in hindsight all of a sudden have a fucking solution to the problem. But before the fucking problem happens, none of these fucking cocksuckers have any fucking idea on how to handle those situations. A preventative measure has always been to hire police officers. But when you're in a fucking city where there's no crime, where there's hardly any fucking violence, the worst violence that you could ever have is a misdemeanor, which is either involving theft or some kind of vandalism. Who the fuck thinks about hiring a police officer at a postal office? At a mall? You know, at a park? No one ever fucking thinks of this shit until after it fucking happens. We need to address this shit at the fucking root. And it always starts off at school, because those are the very first people that make contact with our minds. I can't tell you how many fucking years I had to unprogram the stupid shit that these fucking teachers taught me. Took me fucking years, man. Any case, it's a long enough rant. Guard your heart.